Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to hear the word of God? That is the pinnacle of all things. Are you ready for the word of God? The very last message of evangelist Ronald Bonke. Are you ready to listen to him? Oh, if we are ready, you will not sit down. If we are ready, you will be on your feet. Are you ready to receive the word of God from evangelist Ronald Bonke? He has preached all these years. And millions have given their life to Jesus. Today, some are big churches. I know our pastor, Sam Adeyemi of Desa, was someone who got saved in Evangelist Bonke's ministry at Ilorin. And so many pastors all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, join me as we invite the servant of God to preach his last message. Evangelist Ronald Bonke, as he comes with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name is Jesus. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. He has the first word. And he has the last word in our lives.
Only Oroi Pere ati Oroi Pari ninu aye wa.
It was a great honor for me to have served 50 years in Africa.
Oje ohuti mo mariri Oluwa lati se ise ranse fun a doctor odun ni ile Africa.
And I can honestly say that we have seen the glory of God. And the power of God shaking nations. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. If I start here to welcome all my special guests here and the dignitaries, I would lose all my time. So I'm going to start, all right?
Emi yo bere ni kia.
I will start preaching the gospel.
Emi fe bere si ni waasu
ihinre. I started.
Mo bere.
And I ended.
Emi na ni mo si tun pari re.
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to speak about a scripture in Luke 20.
Emi fe soro nipa oro Olorun ninu iwe Luke ori ogun.
Luke 20.
Iwe Luke ori ogun.
And I read a few verses from 19.
Aoka ese kekere lati ese ikokandinlogun.
And the chief priests and the scribes that were very at that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them.
Àwọn olórí àlùfáà àti àwọn akọ̀wé wá ọ̀nà àti mú ní wákàtí náà.
So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous.
Mosi ran awon ami ti won je agalamasa fi ara won pe oloto eniyan ki won ki o le gba oro re mu ki won ki o le fi le agbara ati ase baale.
Then they, you read the whole verse, no? Okay. Then they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth.
What's it be? Vipe, olukoni, awamakwe, iwa ma sorofuni, iwa si ma koni, piotito, beni woki ishe ojusha, ju eniko. Ṣùgbọ́n ìwọ ń kọ́ ni lé ọ̀nà Ọlọ́run lé òtítọ́.
He perceived, they asked, is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
Ó tọ́ fún wa láti máa san owó òde fún Késàrì tàbí kò tọ́.
And that was a hot issue at that time. Because Israel was occupied by Rome.
Oro si so wo ri yi si je ohun to je won logun ni akoko yen nitori ile Israel awon Rome ni won se akoso re.
But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, why do you test me?
Sibo kiyesi arekereke won o si fun won pe e se ti eyin fi ntan mi wo.
Show me a denarius whose image and inscription does it have? They answered and said, Caesar's.
If you wait there, come me. I will not see a colle, titani, over nibe. What's it down, vipe, tikesari ni?
And he said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God.
O si wi fun won pe nje e fi ohun ti se ti Kesari fun Kesari ati ohun ti se ti Olorun fun Olorun.
I want to speak about the image of God.
Emi fe soro nipa aworan Olorun.
This was a test that it says here, but it actually was a trap.
Eyi ti a ri ni bi yi ni bi ti a ka yi.
They want to
idanwo fun Jesu.
They wanted to catch Jesus and find something that he said wrong because they wanted to hand him over to the Romans to be crucified. So in front of a big Jewish crowd, they asked Jesus, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar?
Ni iwaju ogoro awon eniyan ti Ju ati awon olori alufa won bi Jesu pe nje o to fun wa lati ma san owo ori.
Because they knew the people hated Caesar. He was the oppressor.
Nitori won mo wi pe awon eniyan korira Kesari nitori afipa jeni niya ni.
If Jesus would have answered yes, pay taxes to Caesar,
bi Jesu ba dawon lohun pe o dara e sanwo ori fun Kesari,
the people would have been very angry with Jesus.
Awon eniyan won ba ma ti binu si Jesu ju o.
If he would have said the opposite, not to pay taxes,
bo ba tun dawon lohun wi pe rara.
Then some Roman soldiers somewhere who were listening also would come and arrest him. Well, that was the situation. So they gave him a denarius, Roman currency, a coin. And he said, show me whose image is on this coin and what inscription is on that coin.
Jesus bere wi pe nje aworan tani ari ni ara owo ide yi ati kini akosi ibe gan.
And they said, Caesar's.
Woni aworan Kesari ni.
Caesar's.
Ti Kesari ni.
The Roman Caesar.
Kesari ti Rome.
And then he said something that really knocked them. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But then he said, give to God what belongs to God. Now I want to tell you something. This is my real first point. Why did that denarius belong to Caesar? Because it bore the image of Caesar. But when Jesus said, and give to God what belongs to God, suddenly I saw something. The image on the money belonged to Caesar, that the image and the money.
I will not be lori owo ideyi ti kesari ni ati aworan ati owo.
But we were created in the image of God.
Oh, ṣugbọn emi Adami ni aworan Olorun.
We are bearers of the image of God, you and I and every human being.
Iwo ati emi ati gbogbo eniyan awa nbe iri ati aworan Olorun.
If the coin was the property of Caesar,
bi owo ideyi ba je ohun ni Kesari,
we should be the property of Jesus.
Awa pelu agbodo je ohun ni Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, this is a wonderful picture.
Eyi je aworan to lagbara.
God has a righteous claim on everyone who is here tonight and who watches me on streaming video in the whole world.
Ẹgbẹ́ mi o, gbogbo ẹni tí bẹ mí àti gbogbo ẹni tí wò mí lórí ẹ̀rọ amóhùnmáwòrán ní gbogbo àgbáyé, Ọlọ́run ó ní ẹ̀tọ́ òtítọ́ lórí gbogbo ènìyàn.
And in Proverbs, God says,
nínú ìwé Oluwa wípé,
give me my son, my daughter, your heart.
Oni iwo omo mi akunrin ati obirin fi okan re fun mi.
Say amen.
E se ami.
Now I want to talk about the devil.
Ni bakati yi mo fe so nipa ota.
When you hear me right out, I tell you, you will never be afraid of the devil.
Because
the devil will be afraid of
you.
The devil hates the image of God, the image of God in our hearts. That's why he hates us as well.
Èṣù kórira àwòrán àti ìrí Ọlọ́run tó ń bẹ nínú rẹ, èrèdìrè tó fi kórira rẹ pàápàá.
He cannot stand to know that we carry the image of God.
But èṣù kò tilẹ̀ fẹ́ máa mọ̀, inú rẹ̀ kì í dùn nígbà tó bá ti mọ̀ wípé àwòrán Ọlọ́run ni ìwọ ṣe.
You know what the devil does?
He
takes a sledgehammer.
Awamu erin la gungu.
And then he hits us.
Afin olori.
To destroy the image of God in our lives.
Lati ba aworan Olorun tin be ninu aye wa je.
He hates it.
O korira re.
And there he comes with a sledgehammer. With sin, with bondage, with addictions, stroke after stroke after stroke. Why? To wipe out the image of God and replace it with his own.
Ni lati mu aworan ati ri Olorun to nbe ninu re kuro ko wa fiti re sibe.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've seen so much suffering.
Mori opolopo ijiya.
It may be alcohol.
Ole je nipa ti oti lile.
It may be adultery, immorality. It may be drugs. Oh my God. The devil has a big hammer. Wanting to wipe out the image of God in us. But when Jesus came, listen now. He came to destroy the works of the devil. He came to stop that hammer of the devil. How and where did he succeed?
Bawoni ati onawo ni Jesu gba saseyori.
At the cross, Jesus spread his arms.
Lori ge belebu Jesu nawo re mejeji.
And the hammer came.
Beni ri gungun esu si wa.
And Jesus gripped it.
Jesu si gba mu.
In that process,
Lori ge yi,
that nail went through his hands.
Ni akoko eyiti iso to wo inu atelewo re lo.
He grabbed it.
O gba iri gungun esu mu.
And held it.
O si dimu.
And his blood was flowing.
Eje re si iso.
A new age has begun. A new age has begun.
Ah, igbe aye tutu si bere.
It is the age of salvation.
Eleyini igbe aye igbala.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus shed his blood.
Jesu ota eje re sile.
Because he was nailed to the cross for us, for you and for me.
Nitori ti a kan ma gbelebu fun wa, fun iwo ati fun emi.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the only Savior in this world.
His
blood is the only remedy against all the hate and destruction of Satan. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I've got this little computer here. I got this little something. All right. Now,
I bought
this with my money. And I don't want anybody to steal it because I paid for it.
Emi o si fe ki enikeni ko ji lo nitori mo ti sanwo re.
You know,
Emma,
this is amazing. I tell you why.
Eleyi je iyanu won si so idi re fun.
If we protect our property,
bi awa ba mu ohun ti se ohun ini wa.
You protect yours, I protect mine. We don't want anybody to steal it. And that is, I protect my property. You protect your property. And I have got good news for you. Jesus protects his property. And the saved are the property of Jesus.
It is Jesus.
And nothing else. He is the only Savior. And sin shall have no dominion over you. He's the only Savior. If a philosopher has toothache, his philosophy will not help him. And if a philosopher needs salvation, he cannot help himself. He's got to come to Jesus. Jesus says, no matter who you are, no matter what you are, because nobody else died for our sins but Jesus. Look where you want. Listen, Jesus has come to deliver us here right now. He will deliver you from smoking. And in the name of Jesus, I say, you just have smoked your last cigarette. And hush. Jesus brings those things to an end. To use another picture, he opens your prison door. He is here to open your prison door. And you will be set free. Somebody I asked what the gospel was, and he said, well, it's reformation.
And compare it.
I can tell you the gospel is not reformation. And it is not decoration. And it's not renovation. Hear the word of the Lord. The gospel is liberation. If we preach what the apostles preach, we will have the same results as them. Because the gospel is the pure power of God. The word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Jesus stopped that hammer. That just kept flattening us. Wanting to wipe out the image of God. But
here
is Jesus.
Here
is Jesus. I tell you what salvation is. Salvation is that his image is going to be restored in you. He
He restoreth my soul, David said.
Oh, tu as comme Lara.
Jesus is making all things new.
Jesus, all song but
new is a Bible word.
C'est son tatou. O jero tari ninu Bible.
New birth.
Ibi otun.
New tongues.
Ahan otun ebi otun.
New wine, new songs.
Wine tutu, orin tutu.
New heart, new spirit.
Oko tutu, emi tutu.
A new covenant, new name.
Majemu tutu, oruko tutu.
New creation, new commandment.
Iseda tutu, ati
new heaven and
oru tutu.
New heaven and the new earth.
Oru tutu, ati aje tutu.
Give a hand for Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 One young man said to me, my life is completely messed up. He said, my life is like a scrambled egg. Do you think, he said to me, Jesus can unscramble my mess? I said, of course he can do it. But he doesn't need to. He gives you a brand new egg. I have some other scriptures that have touched my heart. This is the last time I'm speaking to you. I've
had
such a longing in my heart that everybody here truly receives Jesus.
Oh, don't penny or come in here. People, when it don't penny, you bad Jesus, lot it to at you, Dodo.
I don't use this opportunity to blow my own bugle.
But, Kisha, Kokoji, near Mika, Fiara, Mia, Tabi Soro, I saw him.
I want people saved.
Mofekia, Rainy, a good deliver.
We will be on our way to heaven together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is scripture in Amos. Amos 3, verse 12. And I need to put that for you. I just paraphrase it. The prophet of God said, the lion has caught a sheep. And the sheep is in the jaws of the lion. One ear is still hanging out of the mouth of the lion. And one knee is still sticking out of the mouth of the lion. This is what the Lord said. I will deliver you. I will deliver you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And here I appeal to you. If you still have one ear to hear Bunker preach,
If you still have got one knee that you can bow before Jesus Christ, then do it. Do it. And the Lord will deliver you. And the Lord will help you. You shall not die in your blood. You shall live. And I tell you, nobody is too bad for Jesus.
Nobody.
I tell you why. You can have forgiveness for your biggest sin. But you need forgiveness for your smallest sin. If we are big sinners or small sinners, doesn't matter. We are sinners before God. And we need his salvation. So I say again, you can have forgiveness for your biggest sin. But you need forgiveness for your smallest sin. Sin is no problem to God. Why not? Because his son shed his blood for us. The Bible says Jesus died for our sin. So sin can be removed. Not by yourself. You may struggle. When Jesus enters and applies his blood to this, your sin, it is forgiven and forgotten with God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Now listen. Amen. I asked the young man, are you saved? Are you saved? Oh, he was a clever little guy. And he said, I am 20 years old. In our country, life expectancy for men is
80.
So I still have 60 years.
And he saw it. To make up my mind.
That moment the Holy Spirit spoke to me. I woke up. And I said, listen, I've got some unpleasant news for you. Death is never ahead of us. The border to eternity is never ahead of us.
Ati ilekun ayeraye ki se waju wa lo wa
The border to eternity is going parallel to us.
But il est quoi raye o ma rin lagbe baba ti rin ni.
And anyone at any age,
any kani ni yodun to wu ko le je,
may overstep it.
Ti o ba ti da koja,
young or old,
boya kekere ni tabi agba.
I said, if I were you, I wouldn't take the risk. No. The old must die.
Agba yoku,
and the young can die.
Awon omode na won si leku.
That is why scripture says,
idini ti bibele fi wipe,
now is the day of salvation.
Akoko yi ati oni ni ojo igbala.
Now is the accepted time.
Akoko yi ni igba ti o se itawaba.
Young people, don't wait. Today is the day of salvation. You missed to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah. Oh, I praise the name of Jesus.
Oh, mo fi ogo fun oruko Jesu.
Eternity.
Aye aye.
We are all close to eternity.
Gbogbo wa la ma sunmo aye aye.
Just an accident.
Gbogbo wa la sunmo aye aye.
And to go that one step.
Boya to ba si pe igbese kan.
You have to.
Oni lati gbe.
But you don't need to.
Ṣugbọn ki se dandan fun lati gbe.
There's an alternative.
Ona miran wa.
If you receive Jesus right now,
and
call upon his name to save
you,
you don't go left. You take a step right. You will be in heaven. You will be in the kingdom of God. Take that step to Jesus. It has eternal consequences. I spoke to somebody else. First of all, I saw him sit in my meeting here somewhere in the front. That was in Germany. I preached my heart out. I knew the Holy Spirit was moving. And there was that young man, crying like a baby. Oh, I thought, the Holy Spirit has touched him. Well, I will take special care of him.
Afterwards,
when I made the altar call, I looked for him, he wasn't there. I said, oh Lord, what's wrong with him? Then I bumped into him. I said, young man, I saw you weep in the meeting. I just came to tell you that I would like to speak and pray with you. That man with his eyes bright red said to me, what you have preached today is all nonsense. He said, my mind tells me this is all false.
I was so
amazed. I looked at him and said, do you always cry when you hear fairy stories?
Ni gbagbogbo to ba ti gbo ohun ti npa ni leru.
He said to me, no! That is just the point. My mind says it's a fairy story. But my heart started to cry to God. And I'm not sure whom to believe. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus unlocked his heart. And saved him. We don't understand with our brain, our heart. That's where the image of God is. Overrules everything. But you've got to say yes to Jesus. Do you understand me? Did you understand my message? Are you ready to make a decision? Amen. I could go another hour, actually. But I would hammer every time the same point. You must come to Jesus if you want to go to heaven. He will change your nature. He will change all evil habits. You shall no more burn with anger. Peace will come to your family. And if you as parents receive Jesus, your children will follow. I close with this. With a story from Lesotho. I heard it there.
Money.
When I lived there, I heard it there. There was a drunkard. A drunkard. A father. It was Sunday. And the father so much wanted to go to the beer house. They call it Shabin.
Baba ti an so yi okan re nfe lati lo si ile oti an pe be ni Shabin.
But his little boy was there.
Sugbon omo re okunrin nibe.
So he said to his boy, it was raining heavily outside.
O so fun omo re kekere ojo ro pupo ni ita.
So the father said to the little boy, you stay here until I come back. Okay, Baba.
Omani, Baba, mugbo.
The father left.
Baba rora yo, o si bo si ita.
For the pub.
O lo si ibiti o ti lo ba je ara re.
To drink himself up.
O fe lo mu ara re yo rabidun.
And he forgot his son, and he forgot everything. He couldn't stop drinking. Suddenly, the door opened. And he saw with amazement that it was his father, that it was his son. So when the boy came, he said, son, I didn't tell you where I go.
Baba ni omo nigba ti mo njade mi o so bi ti mo lo fun o.
How did you know I'm here?
Bawo lo se mo pe ile ati mi ni mo wa.
Oh, says the boy. Baba, that was very easy.
Ah, Baba. O to rorun julo a wa le mo bi te wa.
When I opened the door, I saw your footsteps in the mud.
Nigbati mo shileku, mo ri pa esere ni ori inyori.
And I put my feet into your footsteps.
Mo da esere ba mi mo, emi si to pa esere na lo.
And now I'm here.
Bo si ti ribe, mo debi to wa baba.
Oh my God.
Olorun mi.
Oh my God.
Olorun mi.
I say to you in the name of Jesus.
Mo so fun o ni oruko Jesu.
Make sure that your children don't follow you if you go to sin.
Ba ri ri pe awon omo re o ba lo si bi to tin dese.
And it struck me.
Eleyi o si mu mi lokan do
to. We don't just have prodigal sons.
Ki se awon omo
We have prodigal parents. So in the name of Jesus, find him today. Say yes to him today. Don't let this opportunity go. And if you go to heaven, I believe your children will follow your footsteps. And you find them in heaven. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit calls you by name. I may not know it, but he does. And he has his arms wide open for you. To give you a great welcome. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads in the presence of the Lord. Dear Lord Jesus,
so, but Jesus,
you are the Savior,
Iwani Olubala,
the Savior of the world,
Olubala, aye,
and our Savior.
Ati Olubala wa.
I pray for everyone here, Lord,
mo gbadura fun gbogbo eyan ni yin Oluwa,
who has heard your word today,
eni to ti gbo oro re loni,
and who will turn around and walk in a new direction with you. Escaping the hammer of the devil. And go home with the peace of God. The peace that rises above our understanding. It is not explainable. But it is true. So let your heart tell you. The gospel is true. I need to accept Jesus now. And if you want to accept him now as your personal Savior, I'm asking you to lift your hand so that I can pray for you. Wherever you are. Wave your hand to Jesus. Wow, look at this. Today, Jesus will be glad and the devil will be mad. Satan is the loser. Jesus is the winner. And with Jesus, you will be a winner. Important is now when I lead you in this prayer, that you let your heart cry to God. Because in your heart will come, will be restored the image of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Why do you keep your arms up? Those who want to get saved. I'm asking you to repeat this prayer sentence for sentence. And pray with all your heart. And Jesus will answer.
Jesus, just it out alone.
Now.
Necessary.
Come on, shout, dear Lord Jesus Christ. Just also pray. Tell them. I come to you just as I am. With all the warps in my life. Jesus, I'm asking you to forgive me my sins. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Why not come in what is your
and I thank you.
Mercy to Palawan
that you are coming now.
Motu Baby, why not come in what? Mrs. Yi.
I believe with all of my heart that you died for me. That you rose for me. That you are alive. I believe it, I receive it. In the name of Jesus. I believe you have entered my life. And that you restore my soul. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, give God some praise.
Oh yeah,
give Jesus some praise.
Oh, fear you for Lua.
Give Jesus praise.
I fear you for Lua.
Lord, we praise you.
Yes, you are your logo.
And thank you.
As if you are before.
Now listen. Listen carefully. The counselors will come.
And
give you our follow-up booklet now that you are saved. It is our gift to you. It's free of charge. But only if you really have received Jesus here tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And then at the end there is one page that is a decision card. The counselors will assist you to fill it out. Why? Because we want to keep in touch with you. And we want to pray for you. Are you happy? Are you happy? All right. I give you some time to do that.
akoko kekere lati se le bi awon agba nimoran
ti lo kakere.
Lord, I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
Thank you so much.
May I just say something before?
Evangelist Daniel Kulenda.
Daniel Kulenda
is now going to minister the healing power of Jesus. And don't leave. When he is finished, I will come back and I will pray a prayer for Nigeria. And I believe that God answers it. I'm going to pray a prayer for you in your needs. I want to pray for those who struggle with poverty. I will break that curse in Jesus. And I will pray God's blessing over you. So please stay. Which will help them to know more about Jesus and grow and learn how to pray and become a mature Christian. Please lift your hand.
So why? What to fire?
Cast this grow among them.
No more unbelievers.
Cast this among them. I have seen some heads. If you haven't come to you, lift your hand.
No, but if you're not right,
if I come on, I have to come to you, please lift your hand.
Praise God, you have just heard Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke preach a powerful gospel message. And now, as all these people have given their lives to Jesus Christ, we're in the process of giving them these booklets, Now That You Are Saved. I am reminded of what Evangelist Bonnke said many years ago. He said, we are building the bridge between the unsaved and the church. Everybody that gets saved during our meetings here, they will receive a booklet like this. And this will be a follow-up booklet to the church. And they will be able to receive these names. So every salvation that you see here tonight will be followed up by the church. their names will be given to the churches, and they will begin with immediate follow-up and discipleship to the churches. This is so wonderful. As he has preached, we're not just only saving souls. We're not just only seeing people get saved, but we're also going to see people get discipled. We're also going to see churches grow in the name of Jesus. As we continue with the follow-up, I want you to go and just have a look and see what God is doing amongst the crowd.
Yeah. Jesus.
We serve a great and mighty God. Say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to pray for the sick in just a moment, and then Evangelist Bonke is coming back.
But
before I pray, I want to ask a question. How many of you have experienced a healing in your body during the days of this gospel crusade? Let me see your hand. Praise the Lord. I wish that we had the time to hear every testimony. But you know what I believe? I believe that every church in Lagos will be filled with testimonies for a year of what Jesus did in this place. We have a little bit of time tonight. I want to hear some of what Jesus has done. And so if you have been healed during this gospel crusade in one of the previous nights, I want to invite you to come forward right now. I'm giving this invitation early so you have plenty of time to come. Even if you are all the way in the back, begin to move right now. Come to my right hand side. We have counselors, ushers here to receive you. I want to hear what Jesus has done for you. I want to shake your hand and bless you. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And when you testify to the goodness of God, you give other people. Now, before I pray, I want to read a passage of scripture to you. Because this is the last time this week that we are praying for the sick. And Jesus loves to save the best for last. And so I want to make sure that no one misses their opportunity to receive healing now. Just stay standing. This is not going to take very long. I'm going to read from the book of Acts chapter 3. In verse 1 it says that Peter and John went together to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And there was a certain man who was lame from his mother's womb, who was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. To ask for alms for those that entered into the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him, with John, Peter said, look at us. And he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. And then Peter said, silver and gold I have none, but what I do have I will give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to notice something about this. We read here that the lame man had asked Peter and John for an alms. He asked them for a gift. Say he asked them. Say he asked them. And it says that he saw them going into the temple. Say he saw them. So listen to this. The lame man saw Peter and John. And he asked them for a gift. But then it says that after Peter said, look at us, in verse 5 it says, then he gave them his attention, and then he expected to receive something. So listen to this. He saw them in the beginning, but he wasn't paying attention yet. He asked them for a gift in the beginning, but he wasn't expecting yet. And this is how many people are in the house of God. They see, but they're not paying attention. And they have asked, but they don't really expect to receive. And do you know why I think this lame man was the way that he was? Because the Bible said that he had been laying at the gate of the temple every day for his whole life. Every day he was there begging for a gift. And day after day after day, multitudes of people would walk past him without even looking at him. He had become frustrated and disillusioned by decades of rejection. He had asked and been refused so many times that he had come to the point in his life he no longer expected to receive. And I feel in my heart there are some of you here tonight that are just like this. You have asked for healing and you have been prayed over time after time after time. And you have been disappointed so many times that you have lost your hope. And now as I stand here, you see me, but you're not really paying attention. You want to receive, but you don't really expect anything. I'm here to correct you. Peter said, look at us, but I will tell you something different. I won't say look at me. I say look at Jesus. Tonight is different. This is not like every other night. This is a special night. Jesus is here. He's going to come to you. He's going to touch you. He's going to raise you up. You are going to be healed in Jesus' name. Are you expecting a miracle tonight? You better get ready. I tell you, you better get ready in your heart. If you're blind here tonight, you better get ready. In a few minutes, you're going to see a white man standing on the platform. If you're crippled, you better get ready. You're about to get out of that wheelchair and run in Jesus' name. If you were given a death sentence by the doctor, you better get ready. Because you are not going to die, you are going to live, you are going to declare the wonders of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you better get ready. You better be expecting. Tonight is your night. In Jesus' name. And then I want you to notice something. He told him to rise up and walk. And then in verse 7 it says that he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now let me ask you a question. What happened first? Did he stand first or did he receive strength first? He stood first, and then he received the strength. Now many people think it should be the other way around. They say, if I receive the strength, then I'm going to stand. But faith works the opposite way around. I'm going to pray for you in Jesus' name. And then this is what I'm going to do when I'm finished praying. I'm going to command you to do something that you couldn't do before. If you're in a wheelchair, I'm going to tell you to get out of the wheelchair. If you're blind, I'm going to command you to see. You're going to receive it by faith. And a miracle is going to happen. Engage your faith. The full miracle will come to you. The manifestation of the power of God will come all over you. I told you on Wednesday, and I'll tell you again tonight, the healing that you seek was already purchased for you on the cross. It already belongs to you. Jesus already paid for it. It's already been accomplished. Now it just needs to manifest in your body. So tonight, when I tell you to do something you couldn't do before, act in faith. A mighty miracle take place in your body. We have already seen thousands of miracles here this
week.
There's nothing keeping you from receiving yours.
Say
amen. Now one last thing, and then we're going to pray. After the lame man was healed, it says that he was jumping and leaping and praising God. And then when the people in the temple saw this, they were amazed. And they ran to Peter and John. And they were amazed at Peter and John. And this is what Peter said. In verse 12, when Peter saw it, he responded and said to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why do you look at us so intently? As though it is by our power or godliness this man has been made to walk." And then he said this, "It is Jesus. It is His name, through faith in His name, that this man has been made strong and well." This is what Peter and John said. Our power did not heal him. Our holiness did not heal him. Jesus healed him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need to understand something tonight. I'm going to pray for you now. But Daniel Kalenda is not the healer. Reinhard Bonnke is not the healer. Jesus is the healer. Jesus will heal you now. Don't look to me. I can't help you. I can't heal you even though I wish I could. But I know someone who can. Look to Jesus. He will touch you now. But there's more. Because listen to what Peter said. He said, "It is Jesus' name, through faith in His name, which comes from Him." Think about this. His name and faith in His name, which comes from Him. Do you know what that means? That it comes from Him, the faith that you use now. You say, "Well, I don't have faith." That's okay. That's okay. It's not your faith that's going to heal you. It's the faith that comes from Him. He's going to give it to you now. You're going to receive the gift of faith right now. And the faith that comes from Him is going to go back to Him. And you're going to be healed. Because this is not about any man. This is not about any man's glory. This is about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. Say amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Praise the Lord. This is what we're going to do. We're just going to take 5 minutes and we're going to worship. I've asked the worship team to sing Alpha and Omega. Listen, this is our last time worshiping together this week. This is something very special. I'll tell you what I want you to do. How many of you have a mobile phone? If you have a mobile phone,
please.
I want you to take that mobile phone. I want you to turn your flashlight on. We're going to light up the darkness. Jesus is lighting up the darkness. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. The light of the world is here. Some people think there's much darkness. But the darker it is, the brighter the light will shine. And as we sing, I just want you to hold up that light to the light of the world and worship Him. Go ahead, worship team.
Hallelujah.
put your lights. Lord, we worship you. Come on, just tell him that you love him. He's the healer. He's the Savior. He's the baptizer into the Holy Spirit. And if he's passing this way, reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him as he passes this way. Lord, we touch you through our faith. Let your healing virtue flow. Thank you now. Because the Spirit of the Lord is present to heal at this very moment. Lord, I thank you that right now you go straight to the heart of every sickness, of every infirmity, and that you break the power of every sickness in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Receive it right now. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. I command every infirmity to get out of your body in the name of Jesus. All pain must go right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, your mind is being healed right now. Your internal organs are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. Every skin disease is being healed right now. In the name of Jesus. And every demonic spirit of infirmity leaves you right now in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Put your hand where that sickness is right now. And tell it to get out. Say, get out in Jesus' name. Say, get out, get out, get out. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Get out of my body in Jesus' name. Leave my lungs in the name of Jesus. Get out of my heart in the name of Jesus. Leave my back in the name of Jesus. Get out of my legs in Jesus' name. Get out of my mind in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. If there is a dead body within the sound of my voice, I command that body to return to life right now. Lazarus, come forth in the name of Jesus. I release creative miracles all over this place. Missing body parts are being recreated right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed of mysterious diseases. Be healed of undiagnosable diseases. Be healed of untreatable diseases. Be healed of terminal diseases. You will not die. You will live. And you will declare the wonders of the Lord. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. And everybody shout a mighty amen. Now, this is what I was telling you about now. I want you to do something by faith that you couldn't do before. Put your faith into action right now. Test yourself. If you couldn't lift your arm, lift it right now. If your wrist was hurting, turn your hand. If you couldn't bend down, bend. If you came in a wheelchair, get up. Walk in Jesus' name. If you came on crutches, lift those crutches and walk in Jesus' name. If you're lying on a mat, take up your mat and walk in the name of Jesus. Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If you brought someone blind or deaf, test them right now. You will make an amazing discovery. All over this place, Jesus has healed many, many people. If your body has just been healed, I mean, if you can feel that something has physically changed, and if you have the evidence of that miracle, I want you to wave your hands over your head. Look at this. Put your hands down. Put your hands down. Let me make the question very, very clear. I'm not talking about what you're hoping for. I'm talking about what has already manifested in your body. If you had a problem, and now the problem is gone, your body has physically changed, and there is no doubt that Jesus has just healed your body. Wave your hands over your head so I can see where you are. Wow. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. This is what we're going to do very quickly now. I'm asking those that have the evidence of their miracle to come forward. We are running out of time, so I'm asking you to come very quickly. Come to my right hand side. Come and see the ushers that are standing here. We want to hear what Jesus has done for you. Come. Stand right here. Ah, is this your daughter?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what was wrong with her.
She was born a sickle.
Sickle cell?
Yes, sir.
And so she was born this way and has it caused her suffering?
A lot. She goes through a lot. In a day she can faint like two to three times in a day.
She can do what?
Just faint like that.
Faint?
Yes.
And now tell me what Jesus did.
Since we stepped into this ground, I said we will not be going back until the program is true. And we have been sleeping outside.
You've been sleeping here?
Yes, sir.
Right on the ground?
Yes, on the ground. With the cold weather, usually when she goes through cold, she will go through a lot of crisis for like 2-3 weeks before she's through with it. But since we came in here, she has been bathing with cold water. Nothing
happened. What's your name, sweetheart? Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful. How do you feel, Sarah?
I'm feeling strong.
What a beautiful young lady. Sarah, has Jesus healed you?
Yes, Jesus has healed me.
Mama, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take Sarah back to the doctor, and I want you to get the report that she has been healed and give glory to God. Amen. Lord, I thank you for what you did for this mother and for Sarah. Sarah, can I have a hug? Precious. Lord, thank you for Sarah. Use her for your glory, I pray, in Jesus' name. God bless you both. Look this way. This way. What was wrong with you?
I've been having this ulcer for 3 years now, and I cannot even sleep. Anytime I want to sleep, it would be disturbing me, and I used to vomit constantly. And I cannot eat something or peplich. I'm surprised. Ever since I come here, since on Wednesday to you now.
On Wednesday?
On Wednesday, yes. I can not sleep very well, and I can eat something of pepper rich without any problem.
Hallelujah. How long have you suffered with this?
For 3 years now.
For 3 years. And now since Wednesday, no more pain.
No more pain.
Hallelujah. It's amazing how many people have been healed of ulcers here this
week.
You know, sometimes it's just like Jesus decides to heal one thing over and over and over and over and over again. If you came here with an ulcer, you will leave with none in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this miracle. Thank you for healing my brother. I bless you in Jesus' name. Go in peace. What? This is amazing. You're going to be amazed by this. Mama, what happened?
I had a memory loss for 16 years. You know, allow me to continue my education. But yesterday when...
Hold on. Just interpret. So you lost your memory for 16 years.
2001.
What does that mean? Did you forget everything? What was gone?
I always have migraine headache, and I don't articulate my thoughts very well. I easily forget things, and it affected me in every area, my financial and my education, sir.
So even your speech was affected?
Yes, sometimes I will not remember that a particular week, I would just think it's the same day. No, I would just mistake things when I'm speaking. So and I knew that something is going wrong. And I'm hoping that God will do it. And God did it for me yesterday.
What happened?
when we join our hands and we pray for each other, a speed of fire was running through my head to my feet, so I couldn't even sit. But as at that period till now, I can speak well, I can think straight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for that fire, and I thank you that it returns. Lord, let her burn with the fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Every spirit of infirmity, I command you to leave this woman and never return in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, Mama. Go this way. Tell me very quickly, what happened?
In my dream, I saw Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. I had an encounter with him, so I left to Orlo, where he prayed for me physically. The frame is here. Then I have been unable to graduate. Few days to the examination time, I will have a dream where I will be unable to finish the exam. So I have repeated final year, 3 good years. Then the very time he prayed for me, I graduated. And then after it, the strong occultic man in our autonomous community died that very month he prayed for me.
Hallelujah. Listen, in a few minutes, Evangelist Bonnke is going to bless you. And those of you that are students, he's going to pray for you and bless you. And he's going to bless your education. And like my brother here, you are going to graduate in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this miracle. I bless this brother in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, sir. Isn't this wonderful? So many wonderful miracles, sir. What was wrong with you?
I prayed for a mad woman in Ikpakoto Mountain in Ifo Ogun State. After the prayer, the woman got healed from madness. But prior for that, I can't lift up my hand very well.
How long ago was it?
For 4 years.
For 4 years, you couldn't lift this arm?
Yes. When I came here on a Friday, yesterday night, 2 bats came out of my hand.
2 what?
2 bats.
2 bats?
Yes, and my hand is free.
And now, what? Let's see. Lift it. Lift it. No more problem.
No more.
I couldn't do this before.
I couldn't do it before. I hold my hand like this. Somebody support my hand with the other hand. Well, I can stay praising God. Lift up my hand.
Come on, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this miracle. I bless this brother. Go in peace. In Jesus' name. Mama, what was wrong with you?
I want to thank God for my life. On Thursday, I came all the way from Benin Republic. I need to be here. And I was having pains at my right breast. I felt lumps on my breast, and I've been having the pains for like 2 months. And when I came here on Thursday, you prayed for us, and I was just worshiping God, and I was happy going. And to the glory of God, I can't feel the pains again. I'm free, I'm fine, I'm healthy.
No more lump.
Yes, sir.
No more pain.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So, were you able to feel that lump to the touch before?
Yes, I was feeling it, and it was even affecting. It was paining my nipples. I felt the pain so strongly. It was even affecting my.
And now you feel nothing.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for this miracle. I bless this woman in Jesus' name. God bless you. Go on. Come here. So who's the mama here? Okay. So tell me quickly, what happened? Stand on the side so you don't block the view, please. Go ahead.
In November, year 2000, November 8th, year 2000, at National Stadium, Surulere, I was there at the National Stadium for the Crusade. Then I've been looking for the fruit of the womb for 4 years. And I've been praying. But that very day is the day that I'm supposed to see my menstrual period on the 8th. But I forgot because I'm rushing up to come to the crusade early in the morning. I was in the crusade and the menstruation now coming out. I pray that God should seize it till we finish the program because I don't want it to disgrace me because I did not dress properly. I did not pack myself as a woman.
And what did Jesus do for you?
And that very day, the menstruation ceased not for that day, but for 9 months. And July 30, I give back to this.
Hallelujah. What city was this in? Which city did this happen? Which crusade?
The National Stadium, yeah, 2000.
Here in Lagos?
Yes, in Lagos.
In the year 2000?
Yeah.
So you're 17 now?
16.
And what's your name?
Glory.
What is it?
Glory.
Glory. I have a daughter named Gloria. Pastor Bonke, this is a miracle baby right here that was conceived during Lagos 2000. Praise the Lord. You know, we prayed for many of you last night with barren wombs. I tell you, 9 months from last night, there's going to be a population explosion. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for this miracle. I thank you for this mother and her daughter and this precious woman in Jesus' name. Did you have a different testimony?
Yes, sir. Baba wa Bonke wa si Ondo State. Igba yen mi o loyun, mo wa 24 hours ni. Muslim ni mi. Bo ngba to di pe won lo tan, mo bi omo yin. Amina loruko yi. Igba ton tun pada wa si Ibadan, tori mo ma je yan kan to ma ni ibisi, o ma pe gan ko to ri pe mo loyun. Igba ton tun gbo pe won wa si Ibadan, oko mi wa so mi pe kemi ma lo, pe n to fi mu Olorun to se yanu ni ti Bonke tele, pe ki tun ma wa Bonke lo. So ngba tun mo de tun ma pada debe, lo to mo ri Bonke keji. So
tell me, you need to tell me now. I want to know what's happening.
Wonderful. This particular picture.
Yes.
This first daughter, when Bonke was in Ondo State, then she was looking for a child.
Yes.
Right? So, after the prayer, she got this one.
Yes.
So, when Bonke came to Ibadan for another crusade, her husband told her that, now you went to Bonke and you got one child. Go to Bonke again, you are going to get another child. So she came to Ibadan and she got another Bonke daughter.
So does this mean that now you're going to have another child?
Wonderful. And she's a Muslim. She's a Muslim.
She's a Muslim?
Yes, she's a Muslim.
Now you're a Christian.
Yes. Sorry, Motini Bonke.
Because of the Bonke.
She was a Muslim. Now she's a Christian because of you. Why did you become a Christian?
Ah, surprise. Because etori omo igangan lo papa je ke di Christian.
She said because of looking for child, she has now become a Christian.
So mo tun se
because of the miracle.
Because
of the miracle.
Now that she had that Bonke is there again.
Apo de ti duro mo de mo pe mo tun ti gbe Bonke.
And she need more daughter. So she has got another Bonke daughter again.
Do you have a husband? You have a husband?
Yes.
Lord, I thank you. You give her child number 3 right here this week. And Lord, I thank you that this one will be a boy in the name of Jesus. I bless you in Jesus' name. Go this way in peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, I know there are so many more of you. I'm going to apologize.
But
this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I want you to share your testimony with your pastor. And pastors, I'm asking you to let your congregation share their testimony in your church. And Jesus will bless them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, hold on. I want these boxes here. I need some strong men to come and get these boxes of prayer requests. Come on, I need some big, strong men. Pick up these boxes and lift them onto the stage here, please. While they're lifting, let me tell you what this is. These two boxes are filled. Come on, guys, I need some help here. Don't just stand there looking at me. Come on. These boxes are filled with prayer requests. They have been sent from all over the world. They have come from all continents and hundreds of nations. Many of these are your prayer requests also. Open the boxes. Pull it over. And you see, look, these are filled with prayer requests. And so these are many very serious needs. And we have told these people that together as a big congregation, we are going to pray. So this is not a time to watch me now. I'm asking you to stand and to help me now. Stand to your feet. Pastors on the platform, come and gather around these boxes. Come. Pastors, if you pray for the sick, if you believe in the power of God, come and help me pray. Come and lay your hands on these prayer requests. Come. Stretch your hand forward towards these prayer requests and begin to pray right now. Lift your voice, begin to pray. Lift your voice to heaven. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray for every need represented in these prayer requests. Lord, we thank you that you have read everyone, that you hear and answer every prayer. Lord, I pray for those that have sickness in their bodies, those that have sick loved ones. Lord, I thank you that every disease is rebuked, that you will heal sickness in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you reach across oceans, that you reach into jail cells, that you reach into hospital rooms, that you deliver those that are in bondage. Lord, we pray for those with prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, for those with lost loved ones, that you would bring them home in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them home in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for those with financial burdens, those that need financial miracles. Lord, I thank you that you will provide for every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray for pastors and for evangelists. I pray for ministers of the gospel. Lord, that you would take care of them, that you would bless their ministries, that you would bless their families, that you would give them grace and anointing. Lord, we pray for revival to break out all across the world. Lord, answer the prayers of your people. Pour out of your spirit all flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist
Bonk
is coming.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
Okay, hallelujah.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that Jesus is active here. When we act for God, God acts for us. It's always going together. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would like to pray this prayer for Nigeria. And I also will pray for National needs. National needs. And I want to pray for all of you here. And wherever you may watch us on television, that Jesus will bless and prosper you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Please, let's lift our hands to heaven. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you for the Federal Republic of Nigeria. You have done great things among your people. And your church is vibrant here. We thank you for this. I also want to pray for the president of Nigeria. President Muhammadu Buhari. I pray, Lord, that you may give him great wisdom to lead this great nation. Inspire him, Lord, to take the right decisions in every case.
Oluwa, misi lati ma se awon eto toto ati lati ma ni ipinu toto lori gbogbo ise orilede yi.
I pray for the vice president.
Gbogbo adura fun igba keji re.
His Excellency Jemi Osinbajo.
Eni ti a n pe ni Professor Yemi Osinbajo.
Bless him as well.
Oluwa bukun bakan na.
And the Ogun State Governor, Senator Ibikunle Amoso.
Bakano, Ladugba, Dura, Fum, Gomina, Ilu Ogun, Senator Ibikunle Amoso.
I bless him in your name.
Emebuko, Mokba, Dura, Funi Oruko, Jesu.
The name of Jesus.
Oruko, Jesu.
And we praise the Lord that he helped us to get this place. I also pray for the Lagos State Governor, His Excellency Akinwumi Ambode. Let rivers of your water flow through Lagos.
Oluwa, take your domi yere, come and show ni ilu Eko.
Remove all ash and trash of the devil.
Take him away, brother Kuku. Kodi temale pata.
We pray for the salvation of Nigeria. Lord, I also pray for the national needs of this country. Lord, I want to pray for those who suffer under poverty. Poverty is a pain. If Jesus, oh Lord, if you had compassion with the pain of the sick.
Jesus Christ, a pere, vipe ko sha anu lori ohun to ni awon alaisan lara.
You will have compassion with the pain of the poor. Look upon them, Lord, and see their needs and help them on their feet. I pray for those young people who have graduated and cannot find a job according to the level of their graduation. The Lord bless you. I pray that by a miracle, your fridge in the kitchen will always be full with the food you like.
Oh, Badura,
hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless you all, and I believe God answers prayer. I break the curse of poverty in Jesus. And that your children will find the education they need. Lord, I pray for peace and stability. Protect the borders of Nigeria. Amen. Oh Jesus, I pray that there will be peace inside Nigeria.
Jesus. Agbadura fun alaafia ni orilede Nigeria.
Because Satan is a murderer.
Nitori apaniyan ni Satani.
And Jesus is the good shepherd.
Sugbon oluso agutan rere ohun ni Jesus.
I already touched on it, but I also pray for youth employment.
Bakono la agbadura fun gbogbo awon odo.
I pray, Lord, that the cities will be blessed and built up, and hospitals built, and schools built. And I pray for all pupils and all students in school.
Yes.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
I pray for God-fearing leaders. I pray for foreign investments. I pray for a good national infrastructure.
Jesus.
Let this society be free of corruption.
Orilẹ̀-èdè yìí
Devil out, Jesus in. I want to thank you, Lord, that you have heard the cries of our heart. I thank you, Lord, that we are going to see in the next weeks and months, we will see differences. You may not have heard from your daughter for years. She is a lost daughter or a lost son. But I pray that tomorrow, they may be knocking at your door.
Jesus.
They will be knocking. Lord, I pray for all criminals. I pray from the bottom of my heart that they may exchange their guns for the Bible. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, as I part here tonight, you will abide with all these wonderful people here. I say, God bless you. He will bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And with this, I say goodbye to you.
Are you blessed? Are you blessed? Hallelujah. Now listen. Where's my interpreter?
What's up, man?
Come on up here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This has been a wonderful week. I know I speak on behalf of Evangelist Bonnke and Peter Vandenberg and John Darku and our entire team. We love you very much. We love you so much. If we had time, we would come to each one of your house and have a cup of tea with you. I wish we could come build a house right here in Lagos so we never have to leave. But we will come back to Lagos. Would that be okay? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will see you again. But now listen to me. Listen very carefully and ask everyone to stand still. We're about to pray. If you're moving, please stop moving and listen. Here is the truth. In a crowd this size, I know one thing. We will all never be in the same place at the same time again. And so listen very carefully. Even if we never see or face again in this world, one day we will look for you around the throne of God. We will be looking for you. Will you meet us there? Will you meet us there? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will meet at Jesus' feet. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's pray together one more time. Everyone stand to your feet. With every head bowed. With every eye closed. Let us pray.
Precious Father, we thank you for the conclusion of this crusade. We thank you for the miracle of good weather. It's only you that can do what you have done.
Hello, everybody. I'm John Mitchell from Christ for All Nations.
And I'm Gordon Petty, and I've been a trustee for the last 20 years here in the UK.
And we have just come to the end of this historic event, the Reinhard Bonnke Farewell Crusade from Lagos, Nigeria. And what a 5 days it's been, Gordon. We have seen 750,000 people tonight stand on every square inch of this crusade field.
It's been amazing tonight because the crowd has just been phenomenal. I'm thinking about how we're going to get home. It'll take us hours, I would think. But also, John, we've had so many people who've been watching us online. It's quite unbelievable. I mean, is it 500,000 a night we know of at least, which is just staggering. So bless you all at home as much as you have blessings here.
Absolutely. 1.7 million people gathered over these last 5 days, and it's been phenomenal. We've seen over 2.8 million decisions for Jesus as people have watched on the live stream. I mean, we had just seen nations being touched by the power of the gospel. And Reinhard Bonnke just preached an awesome message this evening. Just amazing, Gordon.
Oh, it's been thrilling. I suppose it's so emotional, really, because it's the last time he's preaches. It's the last crusade that he's going to have on the African continent. And so we're coming to the end of an era. And it's been that transition period because there's great excitement looking to the future with Daniel Kalender, but it was also a great looking back and saying, Lord, what an amazing time that there has been on this continent as Reinhard has been obedient to God and just sold himself out.
Absolutely. I mean, 75 million registered decisions for Jesus in the last 30 years. Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke just said this evening, he spent 50 years of his life in Africa. Isn't that a testimony in itself?
It is, and the church is a testimony to it, because church after church, like this morning, will have had new people going in who've just discovered what it means to be a Christian, who are babies in the faith and just going to be learning to grow. And Reinhard has been an evangelist, and that's what I think I find so amazing about him. I'm sure he could have had many opportunities to start churches, but he says, no, I'm an evangelist here to feed people into the local church.
You know, Reinhard Bonnke's famous quote is that, on my combine harvester for Jesus, and I'm not stopping. And he was so focused on winning the lost to Christ that people often ask, what was the key to his success? Well, the anointing of the Holy Spirit was upon him, and he was focused on soul winning. He never wavered, never ever. But we have come not only to a final farewell, but we've come to something else. We've come to the launch of a double harvest, a decade of double harvest.
Amen. I mean, one of the things that amazes me is when we talk about 75 million, we're not simply talking about people who've raised their hands. We're talking about people who've signed decision cards and said, I've decided to follow Jesus. Yes. And now the vision and the belief is that God is going to do a double that. And 150 million is the belief that the number that God has said are going to come to Christ. And it's just thrilling. And we just want to say to you, we'd love you to partner with CFAN. We'd love you to be committed to them. And it's a very simple address for you to become a partner. You simply go to 150million.org. That's 150million.org. And there you can find all the details about how you can stand with CFAN, how you can pray with CFAN, and how you can become part of CFAN and be committed to them.
Amen. And Gordon, 150 million in the next decade, we're believing God for these another 75 million souls. But I want to also say thank you to all our partners, all our monthly ministry partners around the world who have made this crusade happen. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Reinhard Bonnke would not have been here. But it's because of your faithfulness in sowing into the kingdom and in sowing into this ministry that we're able to reap such a harvest of souls.
Amen.
It's been wonderful.
It is. And we just want to say blessings to you tonight, wherever you are, you know, in your home, in your lounge, your bedroom, in your prison cell, whatever it is. And just as the Holy Spirit has been doing the most amazing thing, and we've just heard some testimonies of healings that have taken place and miracles that have happened over the last few nights, the same Holy Spirit is with you wherever you are. And you can be set free, and you can respond to the gospel, and you can discover the Lord Jesus Christ. But the power of God is all over the world.
That's right. There is no time or space. He is everywhere. He is there for you. He's there in your home right now. If you will reach out to him, if you will say yes to Jesus, he will touch you. He will touch your family. The scripture said God sent his word and he healed them. We are going to pray in just a few moments, but God will send his word into your life, into your home, into your family, and you will be touched by the power of the Holy Spirit. I really believe this has been not only historic, but this has been the first time that we've seen millions and multiple millions of people watching this crusade through live streaming and live television.
That's right. And those people who have responded to the Lord Jesus tonight here on the crusade ground have received this booklet called Now You Are Being Saved. And if at home you've been challenged, you maybe have responded, said the prayer, or maybe you're at that point where you just need to and be helped to, then please do ask for this booklet. You go to CFAN.org, that's CFAN.org, and gladly a copy will be coming to you on its way. Well, John, why don't you just pray for folks?
Let's just pray right now. If you're in need, if your family needs salvation, your sons, your daughters, your parents, your brothers or sisters, just reach out your hand right now and believe with me as I pray. If you've got a sickness, a healing touch that you need in your life, just reach out to your screen right now. Let's just pray, God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today that you have been with us during this crusade. We thank you, Lord, for the many thousands and multiple tens of thousands of miracles that have taken place on this crusade field this week. And we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are extending out your hand to all those who are in need. And Lord, we thank you even now that you are sending out your word and you're healing and touching and delivering. We pray for deliverances, Lord, from every kind of addiction. We pray for household salvations. We pray, Lord, that sick bodies will be raised up and will be healed in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just pray right now for everyone, every evangelist, every pastor, every soul winner, as they proclaim the gospel across the whole world, as the gospel goes out into all the world, we pray that many will respond to this call of salvation. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we want to say to you that we just love you all very much. We thank you so much for being part of this crusade that's been going on and calling in. You get lots of other things. You keep watch on the CFAN website. You'll hear details of it. There's an enormous amount of work that needs to go on now to dismantle everything, to take it all down, to put it all, pack it all up, get ready for the next crusade that's going to take place. But if you go to CFAN.org, that's where you can find all the information of what's going on for CFAN.
Thank you for being part of Christ for All Nations. God bless you all.
God bless you.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.